Hello and welcome to The Grove. Today we'll be looking at Volibear, the Relentless Storm. To those who still revere him, the Volibear is the storm made manifest, destructive, wild, and stubbornly resolute. He existed before mortals walked the Freljord's tundra, and is fiercely protective of the lands that he and his demigod kin created. Cultivating a deep hatred of civilization and the weakness it brought with it, he now fights to return to the old ways, when the land was untamed and blood spilled freely, and eagerly battles all who oppose him with tooth, claw, and thundering domination. Volibear is of the Freljord. The Freljord is a harsh and unforgiving place, where the people are born warriors who must persevere against all odds. Proud and fiercely independent, the tribes of the Freljord are often considered wild, rugged, and uncivilized by their neighbors across Valaran, who do not know the ancient traditions that shaped them. Many thousands of years ago, an alliance between the sisters, Averosa, Cirilda, and Lysandra, was shattered in a war that unknowingly threatened all of Runeterra, plunging the northern lands into chaos and near constant winter. Now, only those truly exceptional mortals who seem immune to the ravages of fire or ice seem destined or able to lead. Despite the best efforts of the Frostguard, myths and legends still endure of the old gods, the enigmatic yetis, and restless spirit walker shamans. The raiders of the Winter's Claw range further with each passing year, harrying the borders of Demacia to the south and the frontiers of Noxus to the east. Finally, seeking a more peaceful future, the fractious independent tribes and clans have begun to offer their allegiances to Ash, young queen of the Averrosans. War is surely returning to the Freljord, and none can hope to escape it. To some, he is the thunder's roar, the great storm, or Valhir. To others, he is ruin, the thousand-pierced bear, or he who stands. But to most of the tribes who still hold to the old ways, he is known as the Volibear. Destruction, strength, and the storm made manifest, the Volibear represents the unstoppable power and fury of the Freljord itself. It was the Volibear and his demigod kin who had formed the land they called Vurijard long before the arrival of the mortal races. The sagas tell how he created the five fjords with one mighty swipe of his claws, and how his epic battle with the savage magma serpent, Rand, formed countless valleys and ravines. When the Volibear finally felled the beast, its blood became the first river in the Freljord, and its colossal corpse formed the wicked Wormback Mountains. In the days of the first tribes, wild magic ran rampant. The Volibear was venerated and worshipped by all, but they needed his indomitable strength to survive. Great wars were raged, and the Volibear took to the field alongside his followers, clad in rune-inscribed armor made by his brother Orn, demigod of the Forge. At the time, the brothers' bond was strong. They often fought at each other's side, even though Orn never had quite the same lust for battle. The Volibear reveled in hard-fought victories, and as ever more blood offerings were made to him, his power swelled. In time, the Volibear and his kin drifted apart, each focusing on their own pursuits. Even so, there was no true division between them, until new ideas began to usurp the old beliefs. Three sisters rose to power, seeking to control and impose order on the Freljord, and the demigods could not agree on how to proceed. A few, like Anivia, seemed inclined to work with the sisters, while the Volibear and the Ironborn wanted to destroy them. Others would have been content to ignore them completely, since these feeble creatures would eventually die like all before them. The Volibear looked to the most animalistic and savage of his followers, known as the Ursine. With them, he would defeat three sisters. In preparation, he sought out Orn to arm his warriors for battle, but Orn refused. He did not approve the Ursine's savage ways, and a terrible fight erupted between the two demigods. In the aftermath, the Volibear cursed his brother's name and cast off his rune-inscribed armor. He would fight from then on with just tooth and claw and might and thunder. Far from being lessened, the Volibear found his full power was now unleashed. With newfound rage, he confronted one of the mortal sisters who sought to steal the power of the demigods for herself. Before her entire army, he struck her down, blinding her, but he was unable to stop what she had already set in motion. As the centuries rolled by, and despite the Volley Bear's resistance, tribes began to venerate and worship the Three Sisters instead. Many of the more ancient practices were forgotten. He saw tribes cowering behind stone walls rather than face the rawness of nature. He saw fields being tilled and farmers herding cattle rather than hunting. He bellowed in fury to see great rivers dammed rather than be allowed to roar free. This was not his Freljord. The change had happened slowly, glacially, but the Volley Bear finally came to realize the tribes had been cut off from the wild spirit of the land, making them frail, compliant, and soft. These weaklings had no reverence for the old ways or old gods. Anger and determination rumbled within him. He vowed to tear down all evidence of civilization and return the Freljord to its ancient state as a true wilderness. The people would become strong once more. He would again be honored and feared by all. As the call of the Volley Bear reverberates across the mountains and plains of the north, more and more Freljordians are responding. Slowly, the old ways are being remembered and re-embraced, and his strength grows with each new follower. A reckoning of blood awaits, and the Volley Bear is rushing toward it.
Raise your idols. Huddle beneath your stone trees. Today, I tear them all down.